Claude, three of a possible 4 points to start off your first road trip of the year. We would call that a good start to 24 outside of MTS Center.
Yeah, I think it was good. I think we put out some fires, potential fires, you know, with back-to-back wins and road. You know, 3 out of 4 points on the road was real good for us. I thought that we played well. I thought Pavlik was outstanding. It looks like he's in a good groove. And our power play, and I thought we played a good team game again. So you got to like what you see from our group, especially after the first game.
Nice to see that power play come through, especially after unable to get one last night when you had two chances in Boston.
Well, it was. We were a little bit fortunate, but I thought, Kaner's goal was a little bit lucky, but that's what happens when you put pucks to the net. The other one that Antropov gave to Ladd, I thought was a really good play, you know, and it's a matter of time. They usually go in waves, but we'll take them when we can.
You had it like the Wheeler-Kane line tonight, right?
Yeah, I liked Wheeler, Kane, Jokinen. We juggled the lines a little bit today for tonight's game because we just felt that we wanted to get guys untracked, and we got some of our guys that we wanted to get going on the board, so it's really, really helpful for us. And they played a good team game, which was really good.
What do you think the way that Stewart and Hainsey are kind of embracing that shutdown role?
Well, I think they're doing a good job, you know, not only bracing the shutdown role, but, they're competing. And the thing that I like Stewart really battles for pucks. You can just see the effort. I think it's contagious with the battle that he provides in our D zone. So I think both of those guys have really done a good job in our situation.
Well, what does this do for you just to kind of hammer home your blueprint and this is how you guys can win? Because there seem to be a lot of the guys talking about that afterwards.
Well, I think that we recognize the thing that I'm most happy about is the fact that our players are recognizing the way that we need to win, and the work that we did last year to build a foundation a bit. I think that they recognize that we can get this stuff done. They also seem to really like the additions that we've made to our roster, and I think that their belief system is in a really good place. So, you know, it says a lot about your leadership group and your room, especially early. They've given some thought to our situation last year, and it shows.
Parts of Blake's game did you like better today, Wheeler?
You know what? I thought he skated well. I thought he was pretty responsible. I thought that there was a lot of good things he did. I thought that Kane made a heck of a play on him going to the net. Yeah, I thought that was a really good play. And he was good. Really, I thought he really skated well tonight.
Assist for Enstrom, pretty efficient minutes again. What can you say about the way he's playing right now?
Well, he's another one that's played, you know. But he's a creative offensive guy. I'm impressed with him because he gets back to loose pucks and he's very deceptive. Guys are coming to hit him and he can turn one way and the other way and he gets the pucks out clean. I mean, he moves the puck well. He's a special player. There's no doubt about that.
First impressions on James Wright, getting a chance to see him in your uniform?
Well, he was good. I thought he used his speed. I thought he was a little bit nervous, but I thought he protected pucks well. He did the things necessary, you know, to play. And I think that it was a good game for him. You know, like we don't expect him to do anything more than what he did out there. I thought he was a good, solid game for him.
Not that you ever feel bad for the other team, but they're up against it. They have a new coach. They had a 6-day training camp. Can you imagine the situation Adam is kind of in? He's never coached as a head coach. Then he has a 6-day training camp.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you do feel for their situation because it's a really tough transition in a situation like this where you don't have a long camp, you don't have exhibition games, which is a huge difference. You can't assess your team correctly. You're doing it on the fly. And for their whole team, they've had, this is their third coach in a year and a half, so that's a pretty tough task to manage. And but, you know, they've got some players that can certainly go. So you're not to be aware of them. It's not a team you're going to take lightly.
You've got 2 days to enjoy it now before getting back at it Friday at home against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we're going to take the time off a little bit, get some rest. It's been a pretty hectic trip. So we'll take time off tomorrow, then we'll get back to work on Thursday. It'll be good to have a full practice with all our players and then focus on Pittsburgh, which we know will be a formidable foe.
Consistency for Evander. Can you talk about him putting back-to-back games together really well here on this trip?
Well, what I like most about Evander's game is I didn't think he played a very good game the first game, but I think that he really got back to doing the things that make him a good player. He's been getting more shots. He's gone good with Jokinen. The addition of Wheeler seems to have fit that game good, that line good. The other thing is that he's really skating well and he's chipping pucks and getting to them, and now he's making plays, and these are the types of things that gives him confidence. And I think that these last two games here back-to-back, you're starting to see the player that we saw last year, which is really good for us.
Thanks.